Dear Chicago, drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
everybody needs a little time away.
Welcome to Pal Monkeys.
This is Ricky.
And this is James LeRoy.
Today is Thursday, May 19th, 2011.
Episode 357. Dang you, Inspector Gadget. I'll get you next time.
I love that. Oh, here comes Mickey Mouse.
Hey, everybody. Hey, Mickey.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm great.
What's the other one you do? It sounds like the... Oh, no, not, don't do that. Mm-mm. No. No, there's another one that you do. It sounds like the thing from
baby.
She-Ra. Yeah.
Like a baby?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, y'all.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. Today is the same day as the last show. So, yeah.
And that's our show.
Bye.
Oh, man.
We're just going to go straight into the... Do we have anything else to talk about? Anything about this week? Or...
Well, I kicked off last week after the show, mm-hmm. On Friday. Mm-hmm. Bill and I were looking for an apartment.
On Friday.
This is Foul Monkeys.
And it was good. We found some really nice places, and we finally applied for one. However, we're having some issues with our landlords.
Why? What's going on? What, the current ones or the new ones?
Yes.
What's the deal?
The current ones. It's just... Well, my landlord's funny because he's the one that he works directly with the apartment people, which we used.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know what's going on, why they can't get a hold of my landlord.
Mm-hmm.
But Bill's landlord, they're a bunch of D-bags.
What are they doing?
Well, I guess they don't communicate to Bill at all.
Mm-hmm.
And they pretty much just... They're like, well, we would give you a nice review. However, you don't, you know, you have a balance on your account and you owe this amount of money. And he's like, you never told me this before.
Mm-hmm.
So his landlord's a bunch of crock and shit.
Mm.
So just ridiculous.
And it's so they don't want to give him a good reference.
And by tomorrow, it'll be a week that we've been waiting to be approved because of them. So
maybe Bill needs to go down to that office.
No, maybe. I don't know. We've been in direct contact with people, apartment people, and yeah. So, I mean, I don't think it should be a problem, but it's a really nice apartment. I can't wait to move in.
It's so weird here in the city because you, I mean, like, just when you...
Should I explain the process here?
Well, I want to say this real quick. It's not like an ordeal everywhere else in the world, I guess. Like, you know, in Lakeland or in Virginia where I lived, you just go apartment shopping and you find an apartment and you move in.
Right.
Not in Chicago.
Well, no, but Chicago is just flooded with so many apartments and so many ways of advertising. There's just, it gets overwhelming. And, whoa, it got dark in her.
Sure did.
It's just so overwhelming. And so what a lot of people use is they use apartment search companies. Mm-hmm. So, for instance, there's like Apartment People or there's Chicago Apartment Hunters or Finders or... Just all these different ones. And so it's a free service to use in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty much the management company pays them to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so they'll just, that's how they get paid, you know. So, like, for instance, we use somebody, we didn't have to pay for them. However, our first month's rent will go to the apartment people,
mm-hmm.
you know. So that's kind of how it goes. But it's nice. I mean, it's really honestly one of those things. It's really honestly one of those things where you will go in and say, I'm looking for this, this, this. I have a dog. I need to stay with under this price mm-hmm. range. I blah, 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 blah. And they're like, okay, here's five properties. Let's go check them out. And then if that's not satisfying for you, then they continue the search.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and it's cool because it's free. That's the best part.
Exactly. New York, you have to pay them. Plus you have to pay like buttloads to rent an apartment there too. So it's just mm-hmm. crazy. No, it was good. I just really want to get into have it approved and get going on with things.
When are you guys planning to move out?
Like June, like 15th-ish.
So, in about a month.
Yeah.
Are you guys going to hire movers?
Maybe. It's a third floor. Walk up.
You said around June 15th.
Hey, Ricky, oh, what you doing?
Busy.
Rude.
Busy.
Rude.
Busy. I had movers.
Mm, God, you did.
No. You loved the movers, didn't you?
They're kind of cute.
They were kind of cute. That's the only reason why you were helping them move shit off. We're like, going up and down the stairs.
Here, here, let me help
oh,
you.
Oh, my nose landed in your ass. Oops. Oh,
here's my tongue.
They were cute.
Churros.
Churros.
Cherries.
Oh. I'm like, they weren't Mexican.
Yeah,
no. I thought you said they taste like churros.
They taste like churros.
No.
So crazy. So crazy. So, speaking about crazy, I'm going to try to pull this up while Ricky talks about Pride 48, but I have a...
No, do we want to talk about Pride? Damn, hey. Y'all. I think the building's going to be knocked down.
My bus.
Pride 48, September 16th through the 19th. You guys be there or be square. Podcasters all around the world doing live streaming of their podcast. It's good for a good cause. You can donate money. It helps to support the website for the week or for the year. And it's just really good times. It's going to be in Las Vegas this year, and we are going to do our best to get there the 16th to the 19th. And if you're able to go and you want to meet us, then you
bring
more than likely to do it. You better bring yourself there. You can hear that. So if you don't want people to hear your number and stuff, you better.
What?
You better cover it up if you don't want people to know your numbers and stuff.
You can't hear it.
So make sure that you guys are available the 16th through the 19th. It starts at Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and then it goes until Sunday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Okay, here's the message.
Greatly appreciate it.
Mailbox busy greeting. Press first saved message.
Hello? Natasha? Christ almighty. I could just spit blood. Jesus Christ.
That is so weird. Is that your work number?
That's on our voice. Yeah, that's on our work voicemail.
And he says Natasha?
It's a wrong number, but it's freaking hilarious. We've saved it. Before, we used to have all these different ones where one of them was we hounded people for some things, and one of those ladies called. She's like, get off my back. Get off my back about the insurance. And it's like, she goes and she starts talking like this. She's like, I'm getting the insurance, da 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 da, blah blah. You know, it's just ridiculous that you're on my case. I've been here for 3 years, et cetera, et cetera, blah blah. So you just need to get off my back. Get off my back about this fucking insurance.
And is this somebody that lives in your building?
Out.
Yeah. Y'all require them to have renter's insurance?
We do.
I thought maybe you guys had your own or something.
No. Well, we do for the building for ourselves, but everyone else has renter's insurance.
Oh, okay. Do y'all make them have a minimum amount?
$100,000 personal liability limit.
And that's just to pay for their...
So any damages after that, that's their personal limit covered. Other than that, like, it's up to them to pay for any damages they could cause. So if
what
they
if
start
they don't
fire,
have over $100,000?
We require it. We won't give them keys unless they have
it. But you have insurance on the building, so if it catches on fire, your insurance pays for it, right?
But not if it was caused by them. They would be reliable for it. If we found out the source of the fire or the source of any damage was caused by them. So it really covers like any type of accidents during the move. It covers any issues with them. Like, it's really honestly one of those things.
I will not be living in your building.
It's literally like maybe $15 a month, if that, to have this renter's insurance. Whatever. Or if you do a year policy, you can get it for even cheaper, like $100 for the year.
No.
And that's it. It's really honestly a safe move for yourself. Because...
Well, yeah, renter's insurance, I get it. But especially in that big-ass building, when if somebody's apartment catches on fire and it's like an accident, it's going to cost more than $100,000. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's why it's the minimum of $100,000. A lot of people will do up to $500,000 damage.
But in that building, what happens if it's over $500,000?
A lot of the times what happens is, like, for instance, if there's a fire or smoke issue, the water sprinklers will go off. And they'll only go off on the first few floors, like, that are attached to it. So, like, they'll go off, like, on the two floors above and below it. And that's really it. And so it'll just really damage that section. We've never had an issue where it was so big like that. So.
Do y'all have sprinklers in the rooms?
Yep.
In the apartments?
Yep.
Exactly. I don't think we have sprinklers.
No, you do not.
No, we do not.
This is vintage.
Yeah, it's very vintage. I think it was built in, like, I think Lauren said, like, 1921 or something. It used to be an old butcher shop. That's what it was downstairs.
Makes sense.
It was a butcher shop, and then in the basement is where they did all the...
killing.
The killings.
Sansies.
So, yeah, Pride 48.
Pride 48. I really kind of want to go.
I think it's going to be great fun.
I hope we can.
And I think it's awesome because I'm making a ton more money now, so I think I can be able to do it.
Yeah.
And I'll have the time off. So, really, only thing it's going to really cost us a lot is the airline, probably.
Probably.
And hopefully we can get something cheap on that.
Yeah. Well, we won't be able to afford it for the next few months.
Well, yeah. I mean, we wouldn't get the ticket until probably a month before we leave.
You could probably get up to 2 months before you leave, to be honest.
I don't know.
Get it pretty cheap.
Probably late. We could probably take Southwest.
Maybe.
I'm not taking Frontier anymore. Fuck that.
Unless there's going to be that cute guy that sat next to you.
Yes. Please.
He was hot, huh?
Yeah, he was.
Mm-hmm.
Those pictures are flattering. Oh, yeah. And then Bill was drilling over the other person that was sitting next to me. And I'm like, really? Do you want to switch seats? And he's just like, no.
Oh, was one cute? He thought one was cute, and then you thought the other was cute?
I didn't think this one was bad looking.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Y'all are some freaks, okay?
Freaking leak!
freaking leak. So, well, that's all we have really on our list to talk about that we already have going, but we have this.
Well, we got Facebook messages.
Yeah, we have Facebook messages.
From our devoted fans.
Two of our devoted fans.
Thank you.
Probably are the only two that we listen to us.
Oh, and they just download the show 50 times.
Or they just download it to feel sorry for us, probably.
Probably.
I want to say thank you to Eric in Seattle for messaging us.
Yo, yo.
You're awesome.
Eric, you rock.
You're really cool, and thank you for messaging us.
I know his icon.
You may. It's from a movie, I think.
I think I've seen his face before.
There he is. Right there.
Kind of cute, Eric. Look at the guy in the green hat.
I know, right? Hi.
And there's a pink dog.
Dang. He is cute. I never really looked.
Ooh, damn.
Oh, he is sexy. Adorable.
Oh, damn. Eric, you're sexy.
Eric, you're adorable.
Adorable.
And then also, I want to thank Anthony from Facebook. I don't want to say his last name.
That's cool.
He messaged us, and you guys sent us some positive messages, which was really good because
it's really nice.
We were kind of, I was kind of down, kind of, you know, the past couple weeks because of the show and stuff. So, but I'm on uppers now, so I'm okay.
He's got some poppers up in her.
Ew, gross.
My colon is nice and loose for you.
Yes, thank you for sending us those messages. And I also had some people text message me and email us about some stuff, and it was really cool. And I want to thank you guys for doing that.
Yeah.
Not everything is rainbows and sunshine in this podcasting world. So you guys make it worth it.
Or in the world in general.
Yeah, you make it worth it.
Hell yeah.
So, what do you want to also add?
I was just going to say, or in the world in general.
I'm gassy.
Yeah.
I didn't even eat anything. I ate a cheese sandwich, and I ate some...
Maybe you're trying lactose.
No, I cannot be lactose intolerant.
I think I might be turning lactose.
I will kill myself.
I'm turning lactose intolerant. God, I'm idiot.
God, I am so lactose.
I'm so... Can I have the mahi-mahi? But can I only have one mahi? I'm not that hungry. I love how it's funny.
Harmony. Joanne.
I've only seen that movie once. It's pretty funny, though.
Oh, my God. It's hilarious.
So, we got a new segment or something? We're going to do something?
Conversation place. Peace.
So, I think a listener got us this book. Let me see this. Ouch, sorry.
Don't you squeeze my finger.
A listener got us this book. I don't remember who, because it's been, like, years ago. And I'm sure we were supposed to use it back then. But it's the Conversation Peace book. Creative Questions to Tickle the Mind. So it's a very interesting book.
To tickle
and
it looks my pickle.
Like, looks like it asks you some questions and then you answer them.
Let me ask you a question.
Which, the way that I'm talking, I wanted to say Yeah, I really haven't noticed it here in the city, but now that I'm working in the suburbs, it's I could totally hear like the Chicago, accent. So we were having a meeting, and she goes, "You know, ooh, you sorry. Should." Fuck. That was his downstairs head.
Dunger.
It's just we were sitting there listening and we were doing some training and stuff. And she goes, you know, here in Chicago, it's just so crazy. You know, Chicago, you know, it's so crazy. And I'm glad you got your job here. And, you know, Chicago, downtown Chicago is crazy. It's like you'll get murdered. And like, I do not shop in downtown Chicago.
Just on the
and they kept saying, I mean, but Chicago. It sounds like that voice and I'm or that accent. And I'm like, oh, my God, because you really don't hear it. Here in the city, because no one lives here.
I feel like I say it whenever I see like I feel like I say the accent when I say other places like Fargo. I say Fargo,
Fargo,
or Chicago.
I say San Diego.
What are the other ones?
People
say I have a Nebraska accent, which I don't know.
Nashville, Tennessee.
Nashville.
Louisville. So yeah, I noticed that. But anyway,
that's funny.
So you're going to do a question. I'm going to do a question. Or
yeah, we can go back and forth.
Is that how we're going to do it?
Sure.
So you do your first one. The first one in the book is the one that you said is interesting.
No, it's the second one.
Oh, the second.
It's the second one.
Oh,
okay. All right. So, question: of all your favorite foods, which one would you find the most difficult to give up completely for the rest of your life?
I think this is a question that the listeners should answer for me because they know this question. They know the answer to this question. So I'm not going to answer it because I want them to email me or I want them to call 206-984-3685 and you tell me which this food that I would never be able to give up because I guarantee you somebody that listens to the show knows what that food is because I talk about it all the time. So I'm not going to say mine and James LeRoy. He's going to say his because I'm sure he hasn't ever mentioned it on the show. But on this show, my favorite all-time food, you guys know it. Well, one of my favorite foods, but the one I'm always talking about, how I cannot live without it. There's never a bad batch of it. There's never, you know, it could be the worst ever, but I'll still eat it.
There you go. So,
and what's your answer?
I love pizza. Pizza's so good.
That one is so good.
I live right next to that one pizza place. I won't name the place though.
ABC Pizza.
ABC. Eating my pizza, please. that's just off the top of my head, y'all. No, it's so good. And it's so cheap. It's like the two medium pizzas for like $15. And that's it. And they're huge medium. Like they're large.
They're good.
They're really good pizzas for when you just want to have a lot of pizza or when you're kind of drunk or
when you're stoned and on a bunch of drugs.
Oh, I don't awkward stone myself.
You're like, I don't eat when I'm on drugs.
I like to keep my figure.
So I have one.
Okay.
It's question 135, and I'm just going to circle it. So that means that we've already asked the question before, so we never get confused.
Confused. Okay.
Because this will probably be the last time we use the segment. Because we'll forget. Actually, you need to put it in the Evernote here. You need to put that in the... oh, I thought you had a... oh, you delete this out, though, right? Yeah. Every time when you're done with it, you delete it out.
Yeah.
But you just keep the shell of it.
Yeah.
Well, you can put it in the shell.
I did.
Where?
You have to sync your shit.
Oh, it's supposed to automatically do it, like every 5 minutes or something.
Well, I probably just did it when we started.
There you go. But you need to put it in the first half, too.
No, because we didn't talk about it.
I'm being bossy, do it. No, not for this one, but for next show, so we'll remember.
I will.
So, if you could have 50 pounds of anything other than money, what would you want?
I'd want 50 pounds of penis on my face.
Oh, my nose. Oh, man.
50 pounds. I would say 50 pounds of gold. Because that ain't money.
50 pounds.
I would say 50 pounds of a food item. Let's just say food.
Because we're fatties.
Yeah. 50 pounds of a food item. It would probably be those... Those I don't know if I'm saying it right. The Gordettos or whatever.
Gordettos. But the rye chip ones?
Yes.
Oh.
Those are so, I had those today, actually.
Those are so good. I'm so glad they made a separate bag for those.
They're so bad for you, though.
They're horrible.
But they're so delicious. Good. I'll probably take 50 pounds of that.
I would say 50 pounds of cookies.
What kind?
I love me some white chocolate macadamia cookies. Mm-hmm. That shit's some good shit.
When I worked at Subway.
Oh, my God. Those are the best.
Dude, I took so many boxes of cookies home. It's not even funny.
I'm sure.
And there's like 500 cookies in each box.
Yeah. They're so good. They're so fucking good. But I love.
Y'all, when I was younger, I used to steal from my work because I was starving to death.
When I used to work at Starbucks, we would take the pastries home at the end of the night, the ones that were.
Yeah, you should.
Well, they get thrown away.
Right.
And when I was poor and whatnot, I would do that.
Oh.
I was poor too, y'all.
So, yeah, that's, we're going to make up a song for this, maybe.
Do, 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 do.
Conversation piece.
And that's it.
So, yeah, I think we're going to use this because I think it's pretty awesome.
It's
and there's
fun.
How many questions are
it's
there?
It's kind of like the Would You Rather game.
Yeah, I like that game too. We did that for a little bit on the show.
I got for my birthday one time. Actually, it was for my 21st. This game called What the Fuck.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it's kind of like Would You Rather, but it's one of those things where they ask you a question, and then you indicate with your chip,
mm-hmm.
like the A or B answer, and then everyone else has to try to guess what that answer is. And if they guess it right, if everyone guesses it right, then the person who got asked the question has to take a drink or take the drink penalty.
Uh-huh.
So like you'll have the question that has like a 1 to 5 drink penalty or something. But if nobody gets it right, or if only a few people get it right and the others don't, the ones that do not get it right have to take the drink. But
have you ever played a drinking game called Fuck Your Neighbor?
No, that's the game.
Yeah, it's called. Well, I just and a card game too.
Oh,
it's a fun game, but I can't remember how to play it, so I'd have to look it up online. But there's enough questions in this book to last us 120 shows. So what's 60?
Is that what you were writing?
Yeah, I was like,
I can't do math in my head.
After I did like the first one, I was like, oh, I could do that in my head. I mean, you know, math is hard.
Speaking of, I was doing my studying for a placement exam, and they were asking math questions like, in this polynomial, what would be 1 factorial? X squared minus 3x minus 7. You know, it was just one of those like, oh my God, moments. It's like, what?
Were you like studying out of a book or something?
Something like that.
Oh, okay. So you're taking a placement test where you're going to go to school.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know where you're going to school?
I'll do the community college route first and then go up to like UIC or something.
Are there community colleges in the city?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
There's actually quite a few. There is Washington University or Washington Community College, which is over like north of here, like north of where Bill lives.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a couple downtown. There's some on the south side. There's one up in like Edgewater, uptown area.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a few here and there. Yeah.
Cool. Well, good luck on that.
Thanks.
After I've been here for a year, I'm going to go back for my master's. So we'll probably be in school at the same time.
Sweet.
Y'all, I don't know what else to talk about. How
are
you
going to go for your Masters of Cock Sucking?
Masters. Yeah, because that's my job.
Well, knowing the people you work with in Chicago. Ooh, Ricky, you live in Chicago?
Ooh,
Ricky,
you
be careful.
You be careful. I heard you don't have to suck a lot of cock to live there.
Watch out for the homeless man. They shake their penis everywhere.
I haven't seen the homeless out too much lately either.
It's because they're at the beach right now, part.
Oh, that's true.
Like, it's so nice.
Oh, poor things. How long have we been recording?
24.
Yeah. I think a short one is good. Right?
Yeah.
You touch the breasticles.
God, I love my boobies. Did you hear that duck? Damn it. Why do you do that?
Y'all, that's nasty.
I'm not smelling. Why you stop blowing it over here? You're fucking nasty.
Give us a call at 206-984-3685.
You can email us at jamesorifm@gmail.com or foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Follow us on our Twitter as JamesLoryFM or FoulMonkeys.
And check out our Tumblr page at foulmonkeys.tumblr.com.
And become a member of our Facebook fan page.
There you go.
Please, that would be honest and like or awesome and like us because that's what we need.
There's also this thing called iTunes where you can leave reviews and whatnot.
Totally leave us a review because we haven't had one in a while. Yeah. Y'all, we need reviews.
Let me know how I'm doing since you guys really didn't like me in the beginning.
For real, because nobody liked you in the beginning, but now you're kind of warming up.
Now I'm all good.
And so, because I don't want to say what listener wanted the list of things that you wanted.
Yeah.
Could you tell this listener when you'll have that to me so that.
Soon?
And by soon, like tomorrow?
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Because this listener likes to send stuff. So, and he sends awesome stuff.
Okay.
So, is that it? Y'all, I have to go shower and shave.
Shower, shave.
I got a date.
Got a date, y'all.
And I think that's it, y'all.
Yay.
I miss you guys. I wish I could do a show every day and be paid for it, but sorry, can't.
Sorry.
I got to go work out in the burbs.
With those other Chicago people.
Oh, gosh, all those Chicagos.
Oh, watch out, Chicago.
This is Ricky.
And this is
James LeRoy.
Have a great week.
Peace out, Cub Scout.
Bye.
Later.
Really? That was real.